Phil, if you've got someone there from England, you got a source to consult to the true origins of Boxing Day. So, K7PR, Doug.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Boxing Day. K7PR, name is Doug, sailboat invader from Northwest Ballard, Sunset Hill. It's pretty much gray all around, but I see a patch of blue sky over Phil's house, kind of to the southeast. So I'm sure that's where he sees it. Temperature here is 40 degrees. Barometer is 1,003 millibars, and I have wind 5 knots out of the south. Hope everybody has a wonderful day today. K7PR.
Thank you, Doug, and let's hope Phil always has a patch of blue over his house. KD7PWB, what's going on down there?
Good morning, Dan and the net. Hey, great to hear everyone this morning. Well, we have 1,005 on the bar. It's currently 35 degrees out, going to a high of around 41 today with a south wind at 5. About 75% on the cloud cover. They are saying we might get some more, some snow, at least in the mountains, later today, but we have not seen any snow, unfortunately, for the Christmas season. Got 2 on the AQI and 75% humidity, and did see a whole flock of turkeys the other day, so that was kind of fun. And want to wish everybody happy holidays, and I will say, and happy Boxing Day as well. So thanks for doing the net, and I'll turn it back. This is KD7, Papa Whiskey Bravo Dave, the High Desert Pirate Radio.
Thanks, Dave. And here's the check-in I was wondering about. I believe I'm substituting for Pam, but she may be out there somewhere, so I'll call KE7QZB.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning to the net. This is KE7QZB, Pam, Power Vessels Nation. And yes, Dan, I very much appreciate you subbing for me today. I'm on Echolink in Buda, Texas, where it is already 70 degrees and partial sun. It's going for a high of 80 today with mostly sun, but we have a little bit of a breeze, 10 knots, which is making it feel really nice. So I'm sitting out on the deck with my coffee at my son's house, and it's great. But I really appreciate you taking over for me today, Dan, and have a great day. This is KE7QZB.
Enjoy your time there, Pam. All right, I'm looking for the skipper of the good ship, Shotzi. Roger, KK7RDW.
Ahoy, Captain, you found him. This is KK7RDW, Roger, with the sailboat Shotzi sitting here on the western edge of Magnolia. And we are seeing a few tiny breaks now after a day of steady drizzle yesterday. It was more than drizzle. It was really for real drizzle, and at times even a little heavier than that. Had 1,100s, just a tick over a tenth yesterday, and nothing really since midnight. I think it looks like it's probably starting trying to dry off a little. The decks are damp. We've got 44 degrees. The barometer is 29.67, and about 8 knots. Southwest, but most importantly, we're seeing some little blue holes opening up over the center of the sound. So, north and south, we're getting some openings there. And in terms of critters, we've got my son and his family with us for the next 3 or 4 days. So that's going to be kind of fun. They're up from Oxnard, California. So we'll have some time together and do a lot of our Seattle touring things. Boxing Day. I'm surprised nobody's really mentioned, at least I haven't heard anybody mention the actual happens. The upper class in England would have Christmas, and then the help would have worked so hard, and that's when the manor owner would go around and give them a present in a box of some sort or another, or an extra bit of money or something that would show appreciation for all the things that the maids and so on and so forth had done, and I think that is the origin of Boxing Day as far as I know. That's all I can help you with. This is KK7RDW.
Roger, I think you're closest to the true story of the origin of Boxing Day with that. KK7RGM. No Bob this morning. Well, let's try for KF7RSJ.
Well, good morning. KF7RSJ here, Brian in Maiden Bower Bay. We're off to a lovely start. Fantastic holiday with the family. It's 38 degrees over St. Thomas. I've got 40 degrees on the home thermometer, 10.02 on the bar. and just a lovely Maine Bower Bay. Lots of broken sky over Kim's house, and hopefully we'll keep that rain at bay for a little bit longer and get some sunshine. Thanks so much for doing that. KK7RSJ.
Thank you, Brian. KK7RVX, we did hear from James on Wednesday.
Hey, good morning. Everyone on the frequency, this is KK7RVX, James. QTH Mercer Island, Sailboat Kura, where we've got 39 degrees or 41.9 degrees, depending on which thermometer I view in my house. Barometer is 1001.4. I don't see any wind, no evidence of wind. The lake's pretty dead calm. And our cloud cover is pretty consistent, although there are a few breaks. Super high breaks in the clouds. In the clouds, I'd say we're probably 10 to 12,000 feet, but I can't see Mount Rainier for whatever reason. But there is some blue sky above where I would normally see the mountain. So I go figure. No critters to report, other than members of our family who are now visiting. Also. Everyone have a great Boxing Day. Thanks for doing the net, Dan. This is KK7RVX 73
James. And yeah, anyway, I forgot about all the critters that were in this house yesterday. So this is Dan, KB7RYY. And let's see, organize a few things here. First, the temperature, 39 degrees. Barometer is going down, 29.58. It's gray. The wind is not really moving many branches, so... And no critters, although the hummingbirds have drained one feeder. I got to go fix that. So Boxing Day in Australia is all about the Sydney to Hobart sailboat race. And they're out there going down the east coast of Australia right now into a pretty good south wind, and it gets worse down towards Tasmania. They've had excitement years past. We'll see what happens to them today. Anything else to say? That's enough. All right, let's move on then. N7SJS. Nothing there. KJ7TNA.
Good morning, KJ7TNA. Name's Dan, Motor Vessel Liberty, QTH Maple Valley, where it is 36 degrees and cloudy. There was, I think, a little bit of frost on the ground as I was walking the dogs this morning before the sun came up. It was a beautiful sunrise through the partly cloudy sky. Now everybody is up and about, except for the dogs. They've gone back to their bed. Had a really good Christmas. Got to talk to both of the kids. They're doing okay at their schools in Utah. Now today we will be throwing away a bunch of boxes and wrapping. Everyone had a really good Christmas. Lots of neat presents. And now I'm not sure what I'm going to do today. I think we have some friends coming over later. Jen might be flying today, but just going to try to relax and enjoy what little bit of good weather we have. Not sure when it's going to snow. Well, I guess we will find out. That's all from Maple Valley's KJ7TNA. Back to that.
Well, you could try to emulate those dogs. They seem to have it figured out. AF7UX, Derek.
Good morning. This is AF7UX, Derek, out here in Monroe, where we're at 38.3 degrees and 29.6 even on the bottom. And no wind this morning. No rain today, but 0.34 inches yesterday. Pretty drizzly all day, and had a pretty good Christmas hanging out here with the kids. And that's about all I got today, so yeah, some of you guys back then.
Thanks, Derek. There's a little nasty hum creeping in on your signal. We copied everything, though. WM7W. KG7WMK, Pat. I wonder if Pat and Keith have some holiday activities. We'll try for Keith. KG7CNU. So, Dan, K9WRP.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning to the net. K9WRP, another Dan, trawling Northern Rose at the southeast tip of San Juan Island, where we've had rain this morning. And it's a chilly 43, I believe, at the airport. I think it's about 41 here. And it's still raining right now, and... kind of looking out the window here, they did say that it might be a frozen mix, rain with snow, but I haven't seen that yet. Wind is fairly light out of the southeast, barely enough to move any branches. Cattle pass is pretty calm. just some swell coming in from the strait. And predominant critters are mainly deer, although we saw one fox yesterday. So that's about it from here. I hope everyone had a good Christmas day, and 73s all around. K9 WRP, Cape San Juan.
Thank you, Rod. I'm up at an elevation where they start talking about frozen mixes. I have to start paying attention. Let's see if we can find W7ZJL.
Good morning again. I'm at W7ZJL here. Well, in Redmond, Oregon today, unlike Dave out in Prineville, we actually did get a bit of snow last night. So we do have a almost white day after Christmas. Not quite enough snow to cover the grass and everything in the yard, but it was nice to wake up to and see this morning. But otherwise, we got 33 degrees here right now, a little cloudy, and we're getting up to 41 today, so I'm sure the snow will disappear in no time. But it was a nice surprise this morning. Other than that, not much going on today. Took the day off from work today, so enjoying the four-day weekend. So that's all from Redmond today. Dan, back to you. W7ZJL.
Thanks, Austin. Congratulations on the four-day weekend. I did skip over KI7ZI because he checked in early, so on to WA6DFJ. Okay, then. It's the end of the roll call. Who's later missed? Any later missed? Come ahead now. Nothing there. Well, here's KD7RYY Dan asking, do we have any visitors for the Puget Sound Boaters Net? Come ahead now.
KG7FWB.
It's KG7FWB. Bill, take it away.
Well, morning, Dan. I hope you had a good Christmas yesterday. I went over to my sister's, and the whole family, her daughter and grandkids were there, and we had a good feed and everything. And I'm usually up 4:35 in the morning. I got up about 20 minutes ago. Probably the food. Anyway, back to you. Thanks for getting me in. KG7FWB.
Still, digestion does take some energy. Any more visitors for the Puget Sound Boaters Net? Come ahead. Any comments or contacts for the net? Okay, this is KB7RYY. I will close the Puget Sound Boaters Net at, it's getting close to 8:15. Good morning to all. Thanks to the users of the Puget Sound Repeater Group.
I'll put it up on the 10-meter pole, and I got it at a similar height to the flower pot, and I was able to switch between the two of them. And the Delta Loop didn't perform as well, so I packed it away, ball over.
Yeah, okay, Tony, G0CDX returning. Same here, John Dent. I'll go for the flower pot. I've just found him on YouTube, so I'll have a look at that video. It's only a 12-minute video. I'll have a look at it, and maybe it's something I'll knock up for next year for 4 meters. I've got a place where I can mount it. I've got an old sky dish just outside of my shack. So I'll take the dish off but use the what's left mount the flower pot on. So that's the general idea. I did look at buying one that was already made. For 4 meters, like a 4 meter width, but it wasn't really much there that was worth, you know, throwing your money at. So I thought, well, actually, it'd probably be just as good fun as to build one. But I'll find out what bits I need, and then source them from the internet. I've got some plenty of old coax, and I'll probably need a bit of plastic tubing. I might have some in the garage. Not really sure yet, but let you know, in might be a little sort of winter project actually, get it up before summer comes. I don't know, because we've got a lot on at the moment, as you know, with holidays and stuff. But yeah, quite a nice day. Denise done us a very nice dinner today. We normally eat around 6, but we've just finished eating. And I got my guitar out, and I was just going to have a little practice, and I thought, I'll see who's on, who's been on, and saw you and thought I'd give you a shout. Sounds like you've had a nice little day pottering around and doing a few tests there, Tony. What you got planned for tomorrow, G0CDX, go ahead.
I'm just descending the ladder. Right, I'm at the bottom now. I've just disconnected anyway. I put the flower pot up where the 10-meter pole is, and I used the coax, the 10-meter halfway, then fed coax to feed it. So I've just been up and disconnected it. I'm going to take it back down. I'm going to put the flower pot back where it was, and that'll do. Yeah, I mean, I don't get it when you say you've got no time. It'll take you no time at all, really. Once you get, it's just coax and tube. That's all it is. I had a length of plastic, like drain tubing, waste pipe that I had, and I use a length of that, just dead cheap, and coax. That's all it is. You just get a length of coax. I put an SL239 in it so that I can put any coax I want onto it. But you can put 10 meters, use 10 meters of coax, and then if it'll run to your shack, you can just continue it on. Anyway, don't know if I'm making sense, but. Wait till the summer. I don't get it, Paul. Surely you've got a little bit of time in your day to mess about with a cobweb, not a cobweb, with a flower pot over.
Yeah, I could probably find some time, Tony. But, you know, it's, I want to build it nicely. It's, you know, you've got to probably need to put it on to where I want to mount it. I'll probably need a couple of brackets. It's sourcing the bits and pieces that you need. And like you, I want to, on the bottom end, I want to put a 309 or whatever it's called, the female side of the connection. So, you know, a few things to sort out before I actually get to do the job. But once once I've bought the bits, sourced the bits, I might have them in the garage. I don't know what I've got. I've got loads of crap in there, but I'll have a look. And if not, you know, I'll purchase the bits and pieces and knock it up. Be interesting to see how different it will be from my loft antenna that's not vertical or horizontal. It's sort of forward slash antenna. I've got a 4 meter and 6 meter. Fan dipole that I built in the loft thing I told you. So we'll see what the difference is. The unfortunate thing is no one around here that's, there's no repeaters or anything for 4 meters. So, you know, I can't even test what I've got, Tony. Let me just take a bit. I did speak to someone who's quite local who had a 4 meter receiver. So he was on 2 meters, and I said, see if you can hear me, and he was about 6-7 miles away, I think, and he couldn't hear me on the fan dipole. So, you know, I sort of, although the SWI is really good on that, I sort of deemed from there I probably wasn't getting out too well, but maybe need to find someone else that's local that can receive at least 4 meters. other than that, had quite a nice relaxing day, actually. Did a bit of shopping, got a coffee this morning with Denise. Had a little bit of a stroll about. Lovely weather we've had. It's been a nice day, mate. Back to you, G0CDX.
You passed it back at inconvenient times. I was just lowering the flower pot down to the floor. So I've got to put it back where it was now. So that's a 10-meter antenna connected back up again. Yeah, well, you know, there ain't a lot on there. I'm just playing. I'm just interested. I made another contact this morning, to be honest with you. I was on the FM calling frequency, and I just heard, well, the squelch got opened. What was going on there? When I listened carefully, I could just hear this little voice. There's an M7, can't remember the call sign, but... up at Skipton. Is it Skipton? Was it Skipton? Anyway, it's on a summit. Activating a summit is what he does. And I managed to pull him out of the noise, to be honest, and that was on the flower pot, of course. And I was running more, he was running 25 watts, and I was running a bit more, so he was getting me better than I was getting him, but we did make a contact, so that was somebody else, you know. There will be more. There's a little bit. It's, I don't know. Just a bit of an interest, Paul, that's all. Say there's not a load of activity as I've found up to now. I keep putting calls out on 7200, the SSB calling frequency. And